The Prophecy of Jeremias, Chapter 40. Jeremias remains with Godolias the governor, who receives all the Jews that resort to him. The word that came to Jeremias from the Lord, after that Nabuzardan the general had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him, being bound with chains among all them that were carried away from Jerusalem and Judah, and were carried to Babylon. And the general of the army taking Jeremias said to him, The Lord thy God hath pronounced this evil upon this place, and he hath brought it, and the Lord hath done as he hath said, because you have sinned against the Lord, and have not hearkened to his voice, and this word is come upon you. Now then, behold, I have loosed thee this day from the chains which were upon thy hands. If it please thee to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will set my eyes upon thee. But if it do not please thee to come with me to Babylon, stay here. Behold, all the land is before thee, as thou shalt choose, and whither it shall please thee to go, thither go. And come not with me, but dwell with Godolias the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon hath made governor over the cities of Judah. Dwell therefore with him in the midst of the people, or whithersoever it shall please thee to go, go. And the general of the army gave him victuals and presents, and let him go. And Jeremias went to Godolias, the son of Ahikam, to Masphath, and dwelt with him in the midst of the people that were left in the land. And when all the captains of the army that were scattered through the countries, they and their companions, had heard that the king of Babylon had made Godolias, the son of Ahikam, governor of the country, and that he had committed unto him men and women and children, and of the poor of the land, them that had not been carried away captive to Babylon, they came to Godolias to Masphath, and Ismael, the son of Nethanias, and Johanan, and Jonathan, the sons of Kari, and Sarias, the son of Thanahumeth, and the children of Ophi, that were of Netophathi, and Jezaniah, the son of Mekati, they and their men. And Godolias, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swore to them and to their companions, saying, Fear not to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. Behold, I dwell in Masphath, that I may answer the commandment of the Chaldeans that are sent to us. But as for you, gather ye the vintage, and the harvest, and the oil, and lay it up in your vessels, and abide in your cities which you hold. Moreover, all the Jews that were in Moab, and among the children of Ammon, and in Edom, and in all the countries, when they heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant in Judea, and that he had made Godolias the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, ruler over them, all the Jews, I say, returned out of all the places to which they had fled. And they came into the land of Judah to Godolias, to Masphath, and they gathered wine and a very great harvest. Then Johanan, the son of Kari, and all the captains of the army that had been scattered about in the countries, came to Godolias to Masphath. And they said to him, Know that Balas, the king of the children of Ammon, hath sent Ismael, the son of Nethanias, to kill thee. And Godolias, the son of Ahikam, believed them not. But Johanan, the son of Kari, spoke to Godolias privately in Masphath, saying, I will go, and I will kill Ismael, the son of Nethanias, and no man shall know it, lest he kill thee, and all the Jews be scattered, that are gathered unto thee, and the remnant of Judah perish. And Godolias, the son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, the son of Kari, Do not this thing, for what thou sayest of Ismael is false. Chapter 41. Godolias is slain. The Jews that were with him are apprehensive of the Chaldeans. And it came to pass in the seventh month that Ismael, the son of Nethanias, the son of Elisama, of the royal blood, and the nobles of the king, and 10 men with him, came to Godolias, the son of Ahikam, into Masphath, and they ate bread there together in Masphath. And Ismael, the son of Nethanias, arose, and the 10 men that were with him, and they struck Godolias, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with a sword, and slew him whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ismael slew also all the Jews that were with Godolias in Masphath, and the Chaldeans that were found there, and the soldiers. And on the second day after he had killed Godolias, no man yet knowing it, there came some from Sichem, and from Silo, and from Samaria, 80 men, with their beards shaven, and their clothes rent, and mourning. And they had offerings and incense in their hand, to offer in the house of the Lord. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaneus, went forth from Naphtali to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And when he had met them, he said to them, Come to Godolias, the son of Ahikam. And when they were come to the midst of the city, Ishmael, the son of Nethaneus, slew them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and the men that were with them. But 10 men were found among them, that said to Ishmael, Kill us not, for we have stores in the field of wheat, and barley, and oil, and honey. And he forbore, and slew them not with their brethren. And the pit into which Ishmael cast all the dead bodies of the men, whom he slew because of Godolias, is the same that King Asa made, for fear of Baasa, the king of Israel. The same did Ishmael the son of Nethaneus fill with them that were slain. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the remnant of the people that were in Masphath, the king's daughters, and all the people that remained in Masphath, whom Nabuzardan, the general of the army, had committed to Godolias, the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaneus, took them, and he departed, to go over to the children of Ammon. But Johanan, the son of Kari, and all the captains of the fighting men that were with him, heard of the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaneus, had done. And taking all the men, they went out to fight against Ishmael, the son of Nethaneus, and they found him by the great waters that are in Gabaon. And when all the people that were with Ishmael had seen Johanan, the son of Kari, and all the captains of the fighting men that were with him, they rejoiced. And all the people whom Ishmael had taken went back to Masphath, and they returned and went to Johanan, the son of Kari. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaneus, fled with 8 men from the face of Johanan, and went to the children of Ammon. Then Johanan, the son of Kari, and all the captains of the soldiers that were with him, took all the remnant of the people whom they had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaneus, from Masphath, after that he had slain Godolias, the son of Ahikam, valiant men for war, and the women, and the children, and the eunuchs, whom he had brought back from Gabaon. And they departed, and sat as sojourners in Kemem, which is near Bethlehem, in order to go forward and enter into Egypt, from the face of the Chaldeans. For they were afraid of them, because Ishmael the son of Nethaneus had slain Godolias the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had made governor in the land of Judah. Chapter 42. Jeremias assures the remnant of the people that if they will stay in Judah, they shall be safe. But if they go down into Egypt, they shall perish. Then all the captains of the warriors, and Johanan the son of Kari, and Jezaniah the son of Ozias, and the rest of the people, from the least to the greatest, came near. And they said to Jeremias the prophet, Let our supplication fall before thee, and pray thou for us to the Lord thy God for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as thy eyes do behold us. And let the Lord thy God show us the way by which we may walk, and the thing that we must do. And Jeremias the prophet said to them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray to the Lord your God according to your words, and whatsoever thing he shall answer me, I will declare it to you, and I will hide nothing from you. And they said to Jeremias, The Lord be witness between us of truth and faithfulness, if we do not according to everything for which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we shall hearken to the voice of the Lord our God. Now after 10 days the word of the Lord came to Jeremias. And he called Johanan the son of Kari, and all the captains of the fighting men that were with him, and all the people from the least to the greatest. And he said to them, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me, to present your supplications before him. If you will be quiet and remain in this land, I will build you up and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up, for now I am appeased for the evil that I have done to you. Fear not because of the king of Babylon, of whom you are greatly afraid. Fear him not, saith the Lord, for I am with you, to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies to you, and will take pity on you, and will cause you to dwell in your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither will we hearken to the voice of the Lord our God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor suffer hunger, and there we will dwell. For this now hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you set your faces to go into Egypt, and enter in to dwell there, the sword which you fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof you are afraid shall cleave to you in Egypt, and there you shall die. And all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt, to dwell there, shall die by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence. None of them shall remain, nor escape from the face of the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and my indignation hath been kindled against the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my indignation be kindled against you, when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be an execration, and an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. This is the word of the Lord concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah. Go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have adjured you this day. For you have deceived your own souls, for you sent me to the Lord our God, saying, pray for us to the Lord our God. And according to all that the Lord our God shall say to thee, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And now I have declared it to you this day, and you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, with regard to all the things for which he hath sent me to you. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence, in the place to which you desire to go to dwell there. Chapter 43. The Jews, contrary to the orders of God by the prophet, go into Egypt, carrying Jeremias with them. He foretells the devastation of that land by the king of Babylon. And it came to pass that when Jeremias had made an end of speaking to the people all the words of the Lord their God, which the Lord their God had sent him to them, all these words, Azarias the son of Ozias, and Johanan the son of Carei, and all the proud men made answer, saying to Jeremias, thou tellest a lie. The Lord our God hath not sent thee, saying, go not into Egypt to dwell there. But Baruch, the son of Neraias, setteth thee on against us to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans to kill us, and to cause us to be carried away captives to Babylon. So Johanan, the son of Carei, and all the captains of the soldiers and all the people, obeyed not the voice of the Lord to remain in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Carei and all the captains of the soldiers took all the remnant of Judah that were returned out of all nations to which they had before been scattered to dwell in the land of Judah, men and women and children, and the king's daughters, and every soul which Nabuzardan the general had left with Godolias the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Jeremias the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neraias. And they went into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, and they came as far as Taphnis. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremias in Taphnis, saying, take great stones in thy hand, and thou shalt hide them in the vault that is under the brick wall at the gate of Pharaoh's house in Taphnis, in the sight of the men of Judah. And thou shalt say to them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will set his throne over these stones which I have hid, and he shall set his throne over them. And he shall come and strike the land of Egypt, such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And he shall kindle a fire in the temples of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them, and he shall carry them away captives, and he shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd putteth on his garment, and he shall go forth from thence in peace. And he shall break the statues of the house of the sun that are in the land of Egypt, and the temples of the gods of Egypt he shall burn with fire. chapter 44. The prophet's admonition to the Jews in Egypt against idolatry is not regarded. He denounces to them their destruction. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews that dwelt in the land of Egypt, dwelling in Magdal, and in Taphnis, and in Memphis, and in the land of Phachures, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, You have seen all this evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, they are desolate this day, and there is not an inhabitant in them, because of the wickedness which they have committed, to provoke me to wrath, and to go and offer sacrifice and worship other gods, which neither they nor you nor your fathers knew. And I send to you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending and saying, Do not commit this abominable thing which I hate. But they heard not, nor incline their ear to turn from their evil ways, and not to sacrifice to strange gods. Wherefore my indignation and my fury was poured forth and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are turned to desolation and waste as at this day. And now thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Why do you commit this great evil against your own souls, that there should die of you man and woman, child and suckling out of the midst of Judah, and no remnant should be left you, in that you provoke me to wrath with the works of your hands, by sacrificing to other gods in the land of Egypt, into which you are come to dwell there, and that you should perish and be a curse and a reproach to all the nations of the earth? Have you forgotten the evils of your fathers, and the evils of the kings of Judah, and the evils of their wives, and your evils, and the evils of your wives, that they have done in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not cleansed even to this day, neither have they feared nor walked in the law of the Lord, nor in my commandments, which I set before you and your fathers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will set my face upon you for evil, and I will destroy all Judah, and I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt, and to dwell there, and they shall be all consumed in the land of Egypt. They shall fall by the sword and by the famine, and they shall be consumed from the least even to the greatest by the sword, and by the famine shall they die. And they shall be for an execration, and for a wonder, and for a curse, and for a reproach. And I will visit them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have visited Jerusalem by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence. And there shall be none that shall escape, and remain of the remnant of the Jews that are gone to sojourn in the land of Egypt, and that shall return into the land of Judah, to which they have a desire to return to dwell there. There shall none return, but they that shall flee. Then all the men that knew that their wives sacrificed to other gods, and all the women of whom there stood by a great multitude, and all the people of them that dwelt in the land of Egypt in Phachures, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word which thou hast spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken to thee, but we will certainly do every word that shall proceed out of our own mouth, to sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, as we and our fathers have done, our kings and our princes in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. And we were filled with bread, and it was well with us, and we saw no evil. But since we left off to offer sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. And if we offer sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and pour out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes to worship her, to pour out drink offerings to her without our husbands? And Jeremiah spoke to all the people, to the men and to the women and to all the people, which had given him that answer, saying, Was it not the sacrifice that you offered in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes and the people of the land, which the Lord hath remembered, and hath it not entered into his heart? So that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore your land is become a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without an inhabitant, as at this day. Because you have sacrificed to idols, and have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have not walked in his law, and in his commandments, and in his testimonies, therefore are these evils come upon you as at this day. And Jeremiah said to all the people and to all the women, Hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah, you that dwell in the land of Egypt. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, You and your wives have spoken with your mouth, and fulfilled with your hands, saying, Let us perform our vows which we have made, to offer sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her. You have fulfilled your vows, and have performed them indeed. Therefore hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah, you that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in the land of Egypt, saying, The Lord God liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine till there be an end of them. And a few men that shall flee from the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah. And all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to dwell there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign to you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words shall be accomplished indeed against you for evil. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will deliver Pharaoh, Ephri, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I delivered Sedecius, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. Chapter 45. The prophet comforts Baruch in his affliction. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book out of the mouth of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Joachim, the son of Josias, king of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, to thee, Baruch, Thou hast said, Woe is me, wretch that I am, for the Lord hath added sorrow to my sorrow. I am wearied with my groans, and I find no rest. Thus saith the Lord, Thus shalt thou say to him, Behold, them whom I have built I do destroy, and them whom I have planted I do pluck up, and all this land. And dost thou seek great things for thyself? Seek not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord, but I will give thee thy life, and save thee in all places whithersoever thou shalt go. Chapter 46. A prophecy against Egypt. The Jews shall return from captivity. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Gentiles, against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, defeated in the fourth year of Joachim, the son of Josias, king of Judah. Prepare ye the shield and buckler, and go forth to battle. Harness the horses, and get up, ye horsemen. Stand forth with helmets. Furbish the spears. Put on coats of mail. What then? I have seen them dismayed, and turning their backs, their valiant ones slain. They fled apace, and they looked not back. Terror was round about, saith the Lord. Let not the swift flee away, nor the strong think to escape. They are overthrown and fallen down towards the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this that cometh up as a flood, and his streams swell like those of rivers? Egypt riseth up like a flood, and the waves thereof shall be moved as rivers. And he shall say, I will go up and will cover the earth. I will destroy the city and its inhabitants. Go ye up on horses, in glory and chariots, and let the valiant men come forth, the Ethiopians, and the Libyans that hold the shield, and the Lydians that take and shoot arrows. For this is the day of the Lord, the God of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may revenge himself of his enemies. The sword shall devour, and shall be filled, and shall be drunk with their blood. For there is a sacrifice of the Lord God of hosts in the north country, by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin daughter of Egypt. In vain dost thou multiply medicines, there shall be no cure for thee. The nations have heard of thy disgrace, and thy howling hath filled the land. For the strong hath stumbled against the strong, and both are fallen together. The word that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, should come and strike the land of Egypt, Declare ye to Egypt, and publish it in Magdal. And let it be known in Memphis and in Tapnes. Say ye, stand up and prepare thyself, for the sword shall devour all round about thee. Why are thy valiant men come to nothing? They stood not, because the Lord hath overthrown them. He hath multiplied them that fall, and one hath fallen upon another, and they shall say, Arise, and let us return to our own people, and to the land of our nativity, from the sword of the dove. Call ye the name of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. A tumult time hath brought. As I live, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts, as Thabor is among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. Furnish thyself to go into captivity, thou daughter inhabitant of Egypt, for Memphis shall be made desolate, and shall be forsaken and uninhabited. Egypt is like a fair and beautiful heifer. There shall come from the north one that shall goad her. Her hirelings also that lived in the midst of her, like fatted calves, are turned back, and are fled away together, and they could not stand, for the day of their slaughter is come upon them, the time of their visitation. Her voice shall sound like brass, for they shall hasten with an army, and with axes they shall come against her as hewers of wood. They have cut down her forests, saith the Lord, which cannot be counted. They are multiplied above locusts, and are without number. The daughter of Egypt is confounded and delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, hath said, Behold, I will visit upon the tumult of Alexandria, and upon Pharaoh, and upon Egypt, and upon her gods, and upon her kings, and upon Pharaoh, and upon them that trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of them that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants, and afterwards it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, saith the Lord. And thou, my servant Jacob, fear not, and be not thou dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed out of the land of thy captivity. And Jacob shall return and be at rest and prosper, and there shall be none to terrify him. And thou, my servant Jacob, fear not, saith the Lord, because I am with thee, for I will consume all the nations to which I have cast thee out. But thee I will not consume, but I will correct thee in judgment, neither will I spare thee as if thou wert innocent. Chapter 47. A prophecy of the desolation of the Philistines, of Tyre, Sidon, Gaza, and Ascalon. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the people of Palestine before Pharaoh took Gaza. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, there come up waters out of the north, and they shall be as an overflowing torrent, and they shall cover the land and all that is therein, the city and the inhabitants thereof. Then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl. At the noise of the marching of arms, and of his soldiers, at the rushing of his chariots, and the multitude of his wheels, the fathers have not looked back to the children, for feebleness of hands, because of the coming of the day in which all the Philistines shall be laid waste, and Tyre and Sidon shall be destroyed, with all the rest of their helpers. For the Lord hath wasted the Philistines, the remnant of the Isle of Cappadocia. Boldness is come upon Gaza. Ascalon hath held her peace with the remnant of their valley. How long shalt thou cut thyself? O thou sword of the Lord, how long wilt thou not be quiet? Go into thy scabbard, rest and be still. How shall it be quiet when the Lord hath given it a charge against Ascalon, and against the countries thereof by the seaside, and there hath made an appointment for it? Chapter 48. A prophecy of the desolation of Moab for their pride, but their captivity shall at last be released. Against Moab thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Woe to Nebo, for it is laid waste and confounded. Kiriathaim is taken, the strong city is confounded and hath trembled. There is no more rejoicing in Moab over Hesibon. They have devised evil. Come and let us cut it off from being a nation. Therefore shalt thou in silence hold thy peace, and the sword shall follow thee. A voice of crying from Araunaim, waste and great desolation. Moab is destroyed. Proclaim a cry for her little ones. For by the ascent of Luith shall the mourner go up with weeping. For in the descent of Oronaim, the enemies have heard a howling of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be as heath in the wilderness. For because thou hast trusted in thy bulwarks and in thy treasures, thou also shalt be taken. And Chemos shall go into captivity, his priests and his princes together. And the spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. And the valley shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed. For the Lord hath spoken. Give a flower to Moab, for in its flower it shall go out, and the cities thereof shall be desolate and uninhabited. Cursed be he that doth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that withholdeth his sword from blood. Moab hath been fruitful from his youth, and hath rested upon his lees, and hath not been poured out from vessel to vessel, nor hath gone into captivity. Therefore his taste hath remained in him, and his scent is not changed. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and I will send him men that shall order and overturn his bottles, and they shall cast him down, and shall empty his vessels, and break their bottles one against another. And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemos, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, in which they trusted. How do you say, we are valiant and stout men in battle? Moab is laid waste, and they have cast down her cities, and her choice young men are gone down to the slaughter, saith the king whose name is the Lord of hosts. The destruction of Moab is near to come. The calamity thereof shall come on exceeding swiftly. Comfort him, all you that are round about him, and all you that know his name, say, how is the strong staff broken, the beautiful rod? Come down from thy glory and sit in thirst, O dwelling of the daughter of Dibon, because the spoiler of Moab is come up to thee, he hath destroyed thy bulwarks. Stand in the way and look out, O habitation of Aror. Inquire of him that fleeth, and say to him that hath escaped, what is done? Moab is confounded because he is overthrown. Howl ye and cry, tell ye it in Arnon, that Moab is wasted. And judgment is come upon the plain country, upon Helon, and upon Jesha, and upon Mephath, and upon Dibon, and upon Nabo, and upon the house of Diblathim, and upon Kiriathim, and upon Beth-Gamel, and upon Beth-Maon, and upon Kerioth, and upon Bosrah, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, saith the Lord. Make him drunk, because he lifted up himself against the Lord, and Moab shall dash his hand in his own vomit, and he also shall be in derision. For Israel hath been a derision unto thee, as though thou hadst found him amongst thieves. For thy words, therefore, which thou hast spoken against him, thou shalt be led away captive. Leave the cities, and dwell on the rock, you that dwell in Moab, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the mouth of the hole in the highest place. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud, his haughtiness and his arrogancy and his pride and the loftiness of his heart. I know, saith the Lord, his boasting, and that the strength thereof is not according to it, neither hath it endeavored to do according as it was able. Therefore will I lament for Moab, and I will cry out to all Moab for the men of the brick wall that mourn. O vineyard of Sabama, I will weep for thee with the mourning of Jazer. Thy branches are gone over the sea. They are come even to the sea of Jazer. The robber hath rushed in upon thy harvest and thy vintage. Joy and gladness is taken away from Carmel and from the land of Moab, and I have taken away the wine out of the presses. The treader of the grapes shall not sing the accustomed cheerful tune. From the cry of Heshbon even to Eliel and to Jesha, they have uttered their voice. From Segor to Aronaim, as a heifer of 3 years old, the waters also to Nimrim shall be very bad. And I will take away from Moab, saith the Lord, him that offereth in the high places, and that sacrificeth to his gods. Therefore my heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and my heart shall sound like pipes for the men of the brick wall, because he hath done more than he could. Therefore they have perished. For every head shall be bald, and every beard shall be shaven, all hands shall be tied together, and upon every back there shall be haircloth. Upon all the housetops of Moab, and in the streets thereof, general mourning, because I have broken Moab as an useless vessel, saith the Lord. How is it overthrown, and they have howled? How hath Moab bowed down the neck, and is confounded? And Moab shall be a derision, and an example to all round about him. Thus saith the Lord, behold, he shall fly as an eagle, and shall stretch forth his wings to Moab. Kerioth is taken, and the strongholds are won, and the heart of the valiant men of Moab in that day shall be as the heart of a woman in labor. And Moab shall cease to be a people, because he hath gloried against the Lord. Fear, and the pit, and the snare come upon thee, O inhabitant of Moab, saith the Lord. He that shall flee from the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that shall get up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For I will bring upon Moab the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. They that fled from the snare stood in the shadow of Heshbon, but there came a fire out of Heshbon, and a flame out of the midst of Seon, and it shall devour part of Moab, and the crown of the head of the children of tumult. Woe to thee, Moab! Thou hast perished, O people of Chemos, for thy sons and thy daughters are taken captives, and I will bring back the captivity of Moab in the last day, saith the Lord. Hitherto the judgments of Moab. Chapter 49. The like desolation of Ammon, of Idumea, of the Syrians, of the Adjarenes, and of the Elamites. Against the children of Ammon, thus saith the Lord, hath Israel no sons, or hath he no heir? Why then hath Milcom inherited Gad, and his people dwelt in his cities? Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will cause the noise of war to be heard in Rabbath of the children of Ammon, and it shall be destroyed into a heap, and her daughters shall be burnt with fire, and Israel shall possess them that have possessed him, saith the Lord. Howl, O Heshbon, for high is wasted. Cry, ye daughters of Rabbath, gird yourselves with haircloth, mourn, and go about by the hedges. For Milcom shall be carried into captivity, his priests and his princes together. Why gloriest thou in the valleys? Thy valley hath flowed away. O delicate daughter, thou hast trusted in thy treasures, and hast said, who shall come to me? Behold, I will bring a fear upon thee, saith the Lord God of hosts, from all that are round about thee, and you shall be scattered every one out of one another's sight. Neither shall there be any to gather together them that flee. And afterwards I will cause the captives of the children of Ammon to return, saith the Lord. Against Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Theman? Counsel is perished from her children. Their wisdom is become unprofitable. Flee and turn your backs. Go down into the deep hole, ye inhabitants of Dedan, for I have brought the destruction of Esau upon him, the time of his visitation. If grape gatherers had come to thee, would they not have left a bunch? If thieves in the night, they would have taken what was enough for them. But I have made Esau bare. I have revealed his secrets, and he cannot be hid. His seed is laid waste, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he shall not be. Leave thy fatherless children, I will make them live, and thy widows shall hope in thee. For thus saith the Lord, behold, they whose judgment was not to drink of the cup shall certainly drink. And shalt thou come off as innocent? Thou shalt not come off as innocent, but drinking thou shalt drink. For I have sworn by myself, saith the Lord, that Bosrah shall become a desolation, and a reproach, and a desert, and a curse, and all her cities shall be everlasting wastes. I have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador was sent to the nations. Gather yourselves together, and come against her, and let us rise up to battle. For behold, I have made thee a little one among the nations, despicable among men. Thy arrogancy hath deceived thee, and the pride of thy heart, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, and endeavorest to lay hold on the height of the hill. But though thou shouldst make thy nest as high as an eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord. And Edom shall be desolate. Every one that shall pass by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss at all its plagues. As Sodom was overthrown in Gomorrah, and the neighbors thereof, saith the Lord, there shall not a man dwell there, and there shall no son of man inhabit it. Behold, one shall come up as a lion from the swelling of the Jordan against the strong and beautiful. For I will make him run suddenly upon her. And who shall be the chosen one whom I may appoint over her? Or who is like to me, and who shall abide me? And who is that shepherd that can withstand my countenance? Therefore, hear ye the counsel of the Lord, which he hath taken concerning Edom, and his thoughts which he hath thought concerning the inhabitants of Theman. Surely the little ones of the flock shall cast them down. Of a truth they shall destroy them with their habitation. The earth is moved at the noise of their fall. The cry of their voice is heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up as an eagle and fly, and he shall spread his wings over Bosra. And in that day the heart of the valiant ones of Edom shall be as the heart of a woman in labor. Against Damascus. Emath is confounded, and Arphad, for they have heard very bad tidings. They are troubled as in the sea. Through care they could not rest. Damascus is undone. She is put to flight. Trembling hath seized on her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her as a woman in labor. How have they forsaken this city of renown, this city of joy? Therefore her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be silent in that day, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall devour the strongholds of Ben-Hadad, against Cedar, and against the kingdoms of Asor, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, destroyed. Thus saith the Lord, Arise, and go ye up to Cedar, and waste the children of the east. They shall take their tents and their flocks, and shall carry off for themselves their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, and they shall call fear upon them round about. Flee ye, get away speedily, sit in deep holes, you that inhabit Asor, saith the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived designs against you. Arise and go up to a nation that is at ease, and that dwelleth securely, saith the Lord. They have neither gates nor bars, they dwell alone. And their camels shall be for a spoil, and the multitude of their cattle for a booty. And I will scatter into every wind them that have their hair cut round, and I will bring destruction upon them from all their confines, saith the Lord. And Asor shall be a habitation for dragons, desolate forever. No man shall abide there, nor son of man inhabit it. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremias the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Sedecius king of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will break the bow of Elam and their chief strength, and I will bring upon Elam the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and I will scatter them into all these winds, and there shall be no nation to which the fugitives of Elam shall not come. And I will cause Elam to be afraid before their enemies, and in the sight of them that seek their life. And I will bring evil upon them, my fierce wrath, saith the Lord. And I will send the sword after them till I consume them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and destroy kings and princes from thence, saith the Lord. But in latter days I will cause the captives of Elam to return, saith the Lord. End of side one.